Also top of the news this Tuesday morning, the Democratic National Convention has opened in Denver, Colorado, with an emotional speech about Barack Obama by his wife, Michelle. The Illinois senator will officially accept his party's nomination for president this Thursday.
Later today, Hillary Clinton will speak at the convention and urge her supporters to back Barack Obama. Catherine Jean Lopez, editor of the National Review Online, is in Denver following the mood among Democrats at the convention.
The whole place was just packed. And there was a lot of enthusiasm. She has gotten grief in the past for one comment in particular where she said that Barack running was the first time in her life that she was ever proud of her country. This speech was definitely about combating that image. I think she succeeded. It was a good all-American speech about hope and opportunity. And she's got a great personal story about her family. And so it was a home run.
There's been a lot about the issue of abortion and Democrats, especially Democrats who call themselves Catholic. Did that come up at all during the evening?
I thought it was very telling that whereas very often Democrats will throw out Catholicism, and in particular, and Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, does that all the time. Shockingly, she didn't do it. And I think that probably has to do with the fact that when she was on Meet the Press over the weekend, she was asked about an answer that Barack Obama had given the previous weekend to evangelical pastor Rick Warren. When Warren asked, when does life begin? And he said it was above my pay grade. When Nancy Pelosi was asked about it, she was quick to say that she's an ardent practicing Catholic, and then went on to essentially explain how it's still an open question. The Archbishop of Denver here, Archbishop Charles Chaput, has been very strong in being clear on what, as Pope Benedict is, about what Catholics' obligations are, obligations as citizens, whether you're a voter or you're running for office.